Ducat is one of the largest non-alcoholic beverage companies in the world and recently chose Tampa as the site of its global office. Its 60,000 square foot building has been renovated using many environmentally sustainable or green design elements. Florida Governor Charlie Crist and Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio were on hand for today's official opening of Cott's West Tampa office. According to President and CEO Brent Willis, Cott is the fourth largest beverage company in the world with $2 billion in revenue and sales in 63 countries. They make RC Cola and store brand beverages for many retailers. Governor Charlie Crist was pleased that Cott used elements of green design in their global office.
I want to make the point that you're green. And the importance of that should not be lost on any of us. You're creating over 100 jobs right here in our community, right here in Florida, and doing the kinds of things that you're doing by using renewables, lowering, you know, greenhouse gas emissions. Those are the kinds of things that will continue to make Florida flourish in the future.
Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio said that companies like Cott could lead the way in teaching citizens the importance of sustainability.
As I was talking to Brent, he was talking about how in Europe, the aluminum is recycled at a rate of 75%, but here in the United States, Governor, the aluminum is only recycled at a rate of about 40 to 50%. And how are we going to bring those rates up? Well, we're going to do it in large part. It's a company such as this that drives that, because you can provide the education and the ability for consumers to understand the need for that kind of recycling.
Reese Reynolds is Senior Director for Compensation and Benefits at Cott. He said that in the past, green wasn't a high priority for the company.
Through our design, through our choice of vendors, through the materials that we use, we decided, you know, we're building a building, let's do it right. Let's take care of the environment, take care of the area.
Angela Davis was the lead designer for the interior of the Cott building.
There's many different parts of the project that were green. Anything from using bamboo wood, a very renewable resource, to post-consumer product, things like wall coverings. The furniture element was a huge green product. There's a lot of LEED certification behind that. Recycled metals. A lot of the fabrics were all green products as well. And a lot of the manufacturing facilities that we chose, their products were all very either LEED certified facilities, or they were in some way very green and forward in their concept of developing their products.
All companies should choose green design, Davis said.
Cott wants to show that they're a responsible citizen, and I think that's the wave of design. Everybody needs to be thinking about it. I mean, eventually we're going to run out of natural resources, and we need to be thinking about how to use environmentally sensitive product.
Bill Wolf is Senior Contract Manager with Ed Taylor Construction, the general contractor for the Cott building.
We have a lot of natural lighting in this space. There's, if you notice through the ceilings, there's a lot of skylights, natural light being introduced into the space. And we actually work with that with different types of Mecco shades to block in and out the light as needed. So it helps with energy and cost savings for HVAC and tenant usage. So it basically saves the environment in many ways.
Wolf said that while there are some upfront expenditures for sustainable design, the company will save money over time.
Yes, it will definitely pay for itself back through Cott and what Cott's going to have to expend in the long term. Now the new types of designs that we can do to save them a lot of money in expense through electric consumption.
You can learn more about Cott at cott.com. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canan.